be here to worship with you together.
很高兴和大家一起敬拜。
I almost forgot that this is a joint worship. I wanted to speak in Chinese.
差不多忘了，这是一个联合崇拜。
Can we have the PowerPoint from the laptop up here, please? Thank you. Today's sermon is called Our Father.
今天的经文，我今天的讲道是我们在天上的父。
And I can give it a different subtitle. And while they are working on it, the subtitle is called "New Way to Communicate with God."
今天的题目就是与神沟通的新方式。
New way to communicate with God.
新的这种方式与神沟通。
All right, we got it now. So how did Jesus teach us a new way to communicate with God?
那耶稣怎么教育我们和神有什么新的沟通的方式呢？
We can look at this together.
我们来一起看一看。
If it looks like Greek to you, because it is in, this is Greek.
只要你觉得像希腊文一样，这是对的，确实是希腊文。
And you know, I remember when I went to seminary, learning Greek was one of the difficult subjects.
我记得我去上神学院的时候，确实希腊文是非常难的一个项目之一。
So one of our professor encouraged us.
所以我一位教授就鼓励我们。
And he told a story.
他讲了一个故事。
There was a little mouse.
有一些小老鼠。
Hiding behind a hole, behind the wall.
躲在那个洞里，墙里的一个洞里。
And it was about to come out and find food.
有一天，它想出来要吃东西。
And of course, he is very careful.
当然，他很谨慎。
When he get to the near the hole,
他到那个洞口的时候
，he would wait and listen.
他会听一下。
And oftentimes he would hear.喵喵！
经常他会听到有猫的声音，猫叫的声音。
He quickly went back in.
他马上就逃回去。
Few minutes later, he came up, tried to come out again.
几分钟以后，他又从洞里再出来。
He waited and then he listened.
他等一下，他又听了一下。
And he heard, 喵喵。
他又听到猫叫的声音。
And he quickly went back in.
然后他又赶快跑回去。
Few minutes later, he tried again.
几分钟以后，他又再试一下。
This time he waited and then he heard.
这下他又听了一下，又听到一种声音
，squeaky squeaky，
又听到不同的 squeaky 的声音。
You know, squeaky is a mouse talking, right?
这squeaky 就是猫的讲话的声音。不是
老鼠讲话的声音。
老鼠讲话声音。
squeaky 哈，
老鼠讲话声音。
So the mouse thought his friend is out there, then he came out.
所以他认为他的朋友在外边，所以他就出来了。
And all of a sudden, the paw of the cat was on him.
突然那个猫的爪子就抓到了他。
And the cat ate up the mouse.
所以这个猫就吃了这个老鼠。
After he wiped his mouth.
然后他就擦了他的嘴。
And then he said.
他说。
It pays to be bilingual.
有两种语言真的是很不错的。
It pays to be bilingual. So today I'm going to teach you some Greek.
今天我们要再学第二种语言，就是希腊语。
This is what Jesus said.
这是耶稣所说的。
And if it look Greek or familiar to you, I'll teach you a little bit of the Greek alphabet.
如果您看上去不太清楚的话，我们今天来学一学怎么去念这句话。
The very first alphabet, it is pi. It's a Greek letter pi, capital pi, P.
第一个字母就是 pi.
And the next one you can recognize is kind of like an A.
第二个字母有点像 A.
The next one is a tau, as in T.
第三个字母是 tau， 就像 T 一样。
And the next one is epsilon, which is like our E.
第四个是 epsilon。
And the last one of the first word is the letter rho, which is our R.
这个最后一个字母是 rho， 就像我们的 R 一样。
Did you get it all? Okay, all right. Let's do the second word, and then I'll show you how to pronounce it.
然后我们现在再看看第二个字，然后我们再看怎么去读。
The second word is a little bit tricky. The first letter is called the ater.
第一个字母叫 ater.
And it pronounces it's a vowel. It pronounces a.
这是元音，读出来就像 a.
But on top of it, you see an open single quote.
这上面有一个记号。
In Greek, it is called a heavy breathing.
这个记号在希腊语里面是要就是很重的语气。
So when you pronounce it, you have to pronounce it with an H sound.
所以你在读的时候读的要 有 H 的声音在里边。
So whenever you see a open quote on top of a vowel, then you pronounce like an H.
好像你看到上面有一个引号的时候，就是要读上去要像 H 一样的。
And then the next letter is the letter mu, as in M.
后面一个字母就是 mu 这个字母，像 M 一样。
And then the next one is omega. It's a long O. You pronounce like O.
后面一个是 omega， 听上去就像一个 O， 长的 O。
And the last one of the second word is new, which is the letter N.
最后一个字母的第二个词是叫 new， 就是一个像 N 一样的字母。
So was that P A T E R and then H E I M O W N? You pronounce Pater Hamon.
所以翻成罗马字就是 Pater Hamon。
Let us say it together because we're going to learn Greek be bilingual. Okay, please be bilingual.
我们一起讲，我们一起讲，因为我们要学两种语言。
Okay, follow me, Pater Hamon.
Ah,
you learn well. Let's do it one more time, Pater Hamon.
Pater Hamon.
Now the next one, you already see the open apostrophe, and the rest is very simple.
后面已经看到这个引号，所以后面很简单。
So the letter is O, so it's a ho.
Ho.
And then next one is E, N, you pronounce N.
N.
And the next one is T-O-I-S, if you will, this toys.
Toys.
And finally, the last one is U-Ra-Noise.
U-Ra-Noise.
The last one is most difficult, U-Ra-Noise.
U-Ra-Noise.
Okay, ho and toys, U-Ra-Noise.
Hall and toys, Uranoids.
Let's read it, the whole thing together.
我们一起读。
Pate Hamon, Hall and toys, Uranoids. Wow, you learn well. Now let me ask you, what does this mean?
是什么意思啊？
Can you speak louder? Okay, you guess it well. Father our.
你们猜得很对，是我们的父亲。
Okay, the first word is father. Pater, father. Hamon means our.
父亲，第二个是我们的。
Ho is the article, the one.
Ho 就是这个定语，那一位。
And means in.
And 就是在里面。
Toys is another article, but this one in English we don't usually translate it.
后面那个是 toys， 我们在英语里边没有的。
And finally, Uranoise means.Heavens.
Uranoid 指的是在天上。
Father, our, the one in the heavens.
所以连起来就是父亲，我们的那位在天上。
So let us read the Greek together one more time. Ready, go.
我们在
Pater, Hamon, Hoi, and Tois, Uranoid. Okay, so when you go home, you can follow Jesus' pattern of prayer and pray that, and God will listen to you.
所以你们回家可以跟着耶稣的 这种祷告的方式，上帝就会听你们的祷告。
And for those who always like to pray in tongue, this is your opportunity.
有些人我们喜欢用那个说方言的方法来祷告，这个我们可以用这样的试一试。
Why did Jesus teach the disciple how to pray?
为什么耶稣要教他的门徒怎样祷告呢？
The pretext is in Matthew chapter 6 verses 5 through 8.
背景是在马太福音第六章五到六节。
Jesus said, and when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites.
耶稣说你们在祷告的时候不可像那假冒为善的人。
For they love to pray standing in the synagogues.
因为他们喜欢站在会堂里边祷告。
To be seen by others.
是故意让别人看见。
So when they pray, their object of prayer is not God the Father, but they want to show off how well they can pray.
所以他们祷告的对象不是上帝，而是他们要让人家看到他们自己怎么样知道怎么样祷告。
So Jesus taught them, Pater Hamon, Hor and Tois Uranois.
所以耶稣就教他们，我们在天上的父。
说不出来，
说不出来。Pater Hamon.
Okay, the next one, verses 7 to 8, and Jesus said, and when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans.
然后七到八节说，你们祷告的时候，不要像外邦人那样重复的说一些空话。
For they think they will be heard because of their many words.
他们认为听了多了就受蒙听。
So some people think that the more they repeat, the more likely God will listen to them praying.
所以有些人 是认为他们重复的多了，上帝就更能够听到他们的祷告。
And Jesus said wrong.
耶稣说这是错的。
Just use some simple words to express what is from your heart.
就是用一些很简单的词句把你心里的话说出来。
And in fact your heart needs to be tuned and this is how you should pray.
其实你心里面也要很好的 去把它做一下，看心里边也要去想一下，是这样的祷告。
So verse 9 it says, "This then is how you should pray."
所以第九节就说，所以你们要这样祷告。
Pater hemon ho entois uranois.
Pater hemon entois uranois.
哇，一百分。This is how you should pray, and then within that subject title, as we address God our Father.
这个就是这样祷告，我们的主要的是我们在天上的父。
And Jesus continued to name six things that we are to learn to pray.
然后耶稣继续把这个有七个成分的这个祷告教我们怎么去祷告。
Before we look further, I'll show you two pictures and I'll ask you which one do you think best reflect this saying, "Our Father."Who is in heaven?
我们在继续学这个祷告之前，有两张照片，你们可以看一下哪一张更相近，说我能够
你最喜欢，
最喜欢啊。
Okay, this is the first one.
这是第一张照片。
Second one.
这是第二张照片。
Okay, I'll show one more time, and then I'm going to ask you to show your hand. Which one do you like the most? Okay, first one.
这是第一张。
And second one.
第二章。
How many like the first one?
有多少人喜欢第一章？
How many like the second one?
多少人喜欢第二章？
Okay, more like the second one. I'll tell you later on what it might be a reflection of your state of mind.
所以我回头再想一下这个你的答案跟你的内心有什么关联。
This then is how you should pray, Our Father in heaven,Hallowed be your name.
所以你们要这样祷告，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
So the first thing we pray is not to ask God for something.
所以我们祷告首要的不是要向上帝要什么东西。
But rather our focus should be on God himself.
所以我们的目的，我们集中的要是我们在天上的父。
Nowadays we seldom use the English word hallowed.
现在我们不用英文里这个字 hallowed.
Basically, it means to give God the respect.
意思就是说我们要尊重上帝。
To honor him.
我们要尊崇他。
When I started working with the children, one of the things that we have to teach them to remember is the word respect.
和小孩在一起的时候，我们首先要教他们就是要去尊敬大人，尊敬人。
Because several years ago, the children really show few respect.For others.
因为几年前小孩子真的是很不尊敬别人。
So we make it simple, respect.
所以我们很简单就让他们要尊敬。
Respect for God.
对上帝的尊敬。
Respect to your teachers.
对你老师的尊敬。
Respect to your friends.
对你朋友的尊敬。
And respect for the property in the church.
对教会里面的一些设施的尊敬。
After the teachers once again and again repeat this word respect to the children, I think after several years, they are doing much better.
就老师们在一再而再、再而三在重复他们一定要尊敬的时候，现在的情况已经好很多了。
So this is one thing that we have to remember as we pray that we are to honor God.
所以我们要记得我们在祷告的时候，我们首先要尊敬我们的上帝。
In this new generation, not only the children don't learn to respect.
在现在我们孩子其实很多孩子不去。去学怎么样去尊敬。
I think in this day and age, and especially American culture, oftentimes we stress friendship.
特别是现在在美国的文化里面，我们讲的是友谊。
So respect is not in our vocabulary.
所以尊敬其实不是在我们所用的词汇里面。
But back in Jesus' day,
但是在耶稣的时代
，they have full respect for God the Father.
他们对上帝是有完全的崇拜。
I'm going to show you some Hebrew now.
我们现在再看一看希伯来文。
On your left hand side, you see some symbols. Those symbols, they are very simple. the first one is the letter I, the next one is H, the next one is W, and then the next one is H.
左边是有一些符号，这些符号很简单，第一个是 Y， 第二个是 H。第三个是 W， 第四个也是 H。
And if you study your Bible long enough, reading commentaries, you recognize that this is the name of God, Yahweh.
所以，假如您对圣经很熟的话，这个就是上帝的名字 ，the Lord， Yahweh.
But the Israelites were very careful about speaking or even writing the name of God.
但以色列人非常的小心，他们在讲或者是写的时候都不能直接用上帝这个名字。
When they copy the Bible, when they come upon this word Yahweh, they would first wash their hands clean, and then come back and pick up the pen and copy that word.
当他们在撰写在誊圣经的经文的时候，他们要先去洗一下手，然后再回来再写这个字。
And then when they have to read scripture in the temple or in the synagogue, they would stop and then pronounce it using a different word.
然后他们在圣殿或者在会堂里面读到这个字的时候，他们会等一下，他们会用另外一个词来代替它。
On the right hand side top corner, it is the word Adonai.
在右脚的那个字，它就叫 Adonai.
You see that there are some Hebrew letters, and then there are some symbols, colons and dashes and so on.
所以有一些希伯来文的这个字母，但是也有一些图画下边有一些注解。
And I won't have time to teach you, but those are the vowels in the Hebrew language.
So, 这些是在希伯来里边的元音。
So, they took the vowels from the word Adonai and put it onto the word Yahweh.
所以他们把这个从 Adonai 里边的元音拿出来的，放在 Yahweh 这个字里边。
And so, in the middle bottom, you see the word looks like Yahweh, but was the vowel or the pronunciation of the word Adonai.
所以当中这个字在下边呢，它看上去像左边那个 Yahweh 那个字，但是呢，它声音读的就像是右边那个 Adonai.
So when they actually read this word, they read it Adonai.
所以他们读的时候，其实读的是 Adonai.
But now when we transliterate into English, it becomes Jehovah. This is how the word Jehovah come about.
但是当我们翻译成英文叫 Jehovah， 中文就叫耶和华。
So in Chinese, when we say 耶和华 it is a very respectful way of addressing God.
所以我们用中文说耶和华的时候，其实是一个非常尊敬的对神的尊称。
Because we dare not just address him as Yahweh.
就我们不敢直接说他叫 Yahweh.
But of course, addressing is one thing. Really, respect is something else.
当然，称呼是一回事情，真正你的尊敬还是不尊敬是另外一回事情。
My older daughter get a chance. She is now working at the White House.
我的大女儿现在在白宫工作。
And so several weeks ago, she arranged a tour for our family to go and visit the White House.
所以几个礼拜前，她组织了让我们全家人可以去白宫去参观。
And we had a chance to look at the West Wing and the Oval Office.
我们有机会去看到他们那个西边那个厢房和那个他椭圆形的办公室。
And while we were near the Oval Office, President Obama returned to his office.
当我们就在椭圆形办公室的时候，奥巴马总统他要回到他的办公室来。
Immediately, the guards asked us to vacate the corridor.And let the president go through.
马上这个保安人员就让我们要把这个过道让出来，所以总统可以走过去。
And so we were asked to stay on the first floor instead of the second floor.
所以我们被带到第一层楼，而不是在第二层楼。
So at one time the president was no more than 10 feet next to me, but he is vertical.
所以有一段时间我和总统只间隔大概三米。十尺的距离，但是呢，我们是上下十米，三米。
Now, if I were able to meet him, the first thing I need to address him.
如果假如我真正和他有机会能够见面的话，我第一个会叫他。
I can't just say Obama, how are you?
我不能就是说奥巴马，你好吗
？How should I address him?
我应该怎么叫他，称呼他
？Mr. President.
总统先生。
This is the American tradition.
这是美国的传统。
Anything else is inappropriate and disrespect.
用任何其他的称呼都是不对的，而且是不尊敬的。
If anyone of us were able to meet with the President of the United States of America, we need to address him, Mr. President.
任何人和美国总统见面的时候，他必须要用这样的称呼，总统先生。
But on the other hand, if you see the media, when they don't like this particular president, they will just call him names.
但是呢，但是有时候在媒体里边有人不喜欢这位总统，他就随便用一些称谓。
Some of them, they do not like his universal health care, so they call it Obamacare.
有些人不喜欢他这个全民普及的医保计划，就说是奥巴马的医保计划。
So it is a very despising way he started out of addressing this healthcare.
其实这是一种对这个现在这个医保计划一种很蔑视的一种称谓。
Similarly, when Ronald Reagan started his economic theory,
当时也是雷根总统在开始他的那个经济的设想的时候
，people didn't like it.
他们也有些人不喜欢。
And people make fun of it and called it what?
他们不喜欢说
Reaganomics
说是雷根经济学
It's a very despicable name
是也是让人很瞧不起的一种称谓
But later on Reagan likes that name and then Reaganomics become a very popular term
但是后来雷根总统很喜欢这个词所以这个雷根经济学变成一个很受欢迎的一个词
But nonetheless whether you like the president's health care or his economic policy when you see him you have to respectfully address him Mr. President
不过不管你是不是喜欢总统的医保方案或者是他的经济观点但你见面的时候就一定要称呼他为总统先生
And Jesus taught us that indeed we have to respect God from the bottom of our heart
耶稣教我们我们确实是要从我们内心来尊敬
Hallowed be thy name.
愿你的名为圣。
Next, Jesus said, "Your kingdom come."
然后耶稣说，愿你的国降临。
This is a second item referring to God. May your kingdom come.
这是第二个有关于神的，就是你的国度降临。
It includes two things.
包括两个含义。
That God's kingdom can come upon earth today.
第一个含义就是上帝的国可以今天能够降到地上。
His salvation can be reached out to all people.
他的救恩能够临到所有的人。
And this prayer has a second meaning, may your kingdom come, meaning that may God, Jesus Christ, return sooner.
然后第二层含义就是说你的国降临指的是耶稣很快要降临到世上。
The third thing Jesus taught his disciples to pray still focuses on God.
第三件他祷告的时候还是目标是在神的身上。
Jesus said, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
耶稣说，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So the third item is, "May your will be done."
所以第三方面说，你的旨意成全。
This person is called David Livingstone. He is an Englishman who went to Africa to share the gospel.
这位照片上这位人，他叫大卫·李文斯·德斯顿，他是一位英国人，到非洲去宣教。
He has a very famous saying.
他有一个很有名的说法。
I had rather be in the heart of Africa, in the will of God, than on the throne of England.Out of the will of God.
他说我宁愿按照神的旨意我住在非洲也不愿意违背神的旨意做英国的国王。
So he went to Africa and he died there.
所以他去了非洲也死在那里。
Making a big difference to the people in Africa.
在欧洲做了一些轰轰烈烈的事情。
And before he died, he wanted to make sure that he will be buried in Africa.
他去世之前他也 要在非洲那边下葬。
In the end, part of his body was buried in Africa, and part of it is in England.
他的遗体在非洲也有一部分是回到英国。
And later on, England honored him by issuing a stamp with his portrait on.
所以后来英国。 就是为了要纪念他，就把他的头像放在这个邮票上面。
I'd rather be in the heart of Africa, in the will of God, than on the throne of England, out of the will of God.
我宁愿是按照神的旨意住在非洲，也胜过违背神的旨意做英国的国王。
How about us?
我们怎么样呢？
Do we want to live in the will of God and quote unquote be lowly, or out of the will of God and be exalted?
我们是愿意按照神的旨意但是很卑微的地方，还是说违背神的旨意在很高贵的地方呢？
Even though the first three items Jesus taught the disciple addressed towards God, but it is something that for us to do.
虽然耶稣所祷告的前面三个方面这是指的是神的，但是需要我们自己去做。
If we say, Hallowed be thy name, may your name be honored, do we honor him?
假如我们是说愿你的名愿人尊你的名 为圣，我们是不是会尊敬他？
If we say, May your kingdom come, do we submit to God's kingship?
假如我们说愿你的国降临，但是我们会愿不愿意委身在他的这个作为国王的这个地位下面？
If we say, May your will be done, are we willing to follow him regardless of his guidance?
假如我们说你的旨意成全，我们会不会能够跟从他，不管我们自己想要做什么？
So these three items on the language itself is may you.
所以在这个三个方面，在语言上只是说愿你。
But in terms of action, it is requiring us to do.
实际上在付诸实施的时候，是我们要去做的事情。
Now we move on to the next three items.
所以我们再看看下边三个方面。
The next three items talk about us.
下面三个方面讲我们的事情。
But the turnaround is something that God has to do.
这个是我们有关于我们的事情，但是上帝可以做的。
Verse 11 it says, "Give us today our daily bread."
十一节说我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
So may our needs be met.
这样的话，我们的需要能够得到满足。
And as you can see from this verse, we are.Jesus taught the disciple not to pray about long-term future needs.
所以耶稣其实这里讲的是不要想你长远的计划，长远的需要。
But give us this day our daily bread.
而是说我们今天所需要的饮食赐给我们。
It's a picture of the Old Testament manna.
就像旧约里边是玛拿一样。
They were supposed to pick up enough manna for the day's needs.
他们只能够当天所需要的玛拿去当天去采。
Except for on Saturday, they are to on Friday they are to pick up twice, so that on Saturday their Sabbath they don't need to pick up any food.
唯一的例外是礼拜五他们要采双份的，这样的话在礼拜六就是安息日的时候，他们不需要再去采。
And God provided for them.
上帝满足了他们。
How much possession do you have?
我们有多少的身上有多少东西？
If you have so much that you don't think you need to pray this prayer, give us this day our daily needs, because I have enough for my daily need already.
如果我们拥有的比我们这个祷告更多的话，我说我们就是不需要这个祷告，我们都已经有了。
I think we might be in trouble, at least spiritually.
我们在属灵上面可能是会有一些麻烦。
We need to turn to God and depend on Him on a daily basis.
我们应该转向神，每天都依靠他。
The next item, Jesus taught the disciple to say, "And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors."
下面一个耶稣就说免我们的债，如同我们免了别人的债。
I call this proportional forgiveness.
我把它叫做按照比例蒙赦免。
For many of us, we would rather this request stop at the first half.
我们当中很多人就是希望能够这样的这个请求，这个第一个部分满足就好了。
We could say that, "Hey, and forgive us our debts."
就是免我们的债。
But Jesus taught them, "As we also have forgiven our debtors."
但是耶稣教导我们，就像我们免了别人债一样。
So to the extent that we forgive others, then God will forgive us.
就也换句话就是说，我们免了别人的债，上帝也会免我们的债。
If it is not clear enough after the Lord's prayer, Jesus went on to explain to us.
如果这样还不清楚的话，主导文以后，耶稣又这样讲。
Verse 14 and 15 it says, "For if you Forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
6章14节说，你们若饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也饶恕你们。
And if you do not forgive others in their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
你们如果不饶恕别人的话，你们天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
I mentioned earlier that there are 6 items in this prayer, 3 addressing to God and 3 for our own needs.
我前面说过，这个祷告里边有6个方面，前面三个方面是有关于神的，后面三个方面是有关于人的。
But I was simplifying it.
我现在简单一点。
There's one of them actually addressing our relationship with others, and this is it.
有一个是我讲的是我们和别人的关系，这一个点就是。
If we do not forgive others, God will not forgive us.
假如我们不饶恕别人，上帝也不饶恕我们。
Last week Saturday, there was a memorial service in our church honoring, 徐素娟 who sang in our choir.
上个礼拜六，我们教会有一个追思礼拜，是徐素娟姐妹，是我们诗班的姐妹。
I was asked to give some words of exhortation.
他们家人邀请我做给他做劝勉。
And Su Juan, before she passed away, she already knew about she is terminally ill. More than a year ago, she already prepared her memorial service and who will be involved.
素娟过世之前，她已经知道她是已经得了绝症，所以在一年前她已经。准备了他追思礼拜上面的一些东西。
And she also picked scriptures to be read during her memorial service.
她也选了在她的追思礼拜上要读的经文。
And the scripture she chose, one of them, is from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 8.
她选的经文当中的一段就是哥林多前书的13章4到8节。
It's a very familiar passage, oftentimes used during weddings.
我们都很熟悉，经常是婚礼上会用的这段经文。
He says, "Love is patient, love is kind, and so on."
说爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈的。
At the end, he says, "Love never fails."
最后说爱是永不止息。
Altogether, there are 15 items referring to love.
这里边讲有关于爱的有15个层次。
And of course, it was impossible for me to say them all.
当然，我们没有办法把它这个十五层次今天都把它讲出来。
So during that memorial service, I talk about the middle one. It keeps love keeps no record of wrongs.
所以当追思礼拜的时候，我讲了当中这一行说不计算人的恶。
Most of you were not at the memorial service, and so at the risk of repeating myself to those who were there, I'm going to say a few.Words that I used during that memorial service.
我们当中很多人都没有在这个追思礼拜，所以已经参加追思礼拜的话，可能这些话你们已经听过了。
Chinese loves to keep a record of wrongs.
我们华人喜欢把人家对我们的不好的事情都记下来。
In the Greek, it says keep no record of wrong is like an accountant putting an entry in his book.
在希腊文里边，这个说不计算人的恶，就像是有个本子里边把这个事情给写下来、记录下来。
Not only so that we won't forget，
我们不仅是不会忘记
，but also make sure we will balance the book。
我们也要知道说这个要进和出要对等。
And to get even，
我们要以恶还恶。
During the Warring State time in China。
在中国的战国的时代
，There was a king， 越王，夫差，越王勾践，
越王勾践，吴王
夫差，And 勾践 he was defeated by 夫差 in a battle，
so 勾践 was defeated，
and he was totally humiliated，
然后呢，他是非常的气愤
，but he kept a record of it。
然后呢，他就把这个愤怒记在心里。
And he said, "One day I'm going to get even."
说有一天我要复仇。
How did he keep this record?
他怎样记录这个恶
？So that he won't forget.
这样他不会忘记。
He gets some raw woods to become his bed, so that he lied on these raw woods.
说到外边捡了一些树枝，他躺在这个树枝上面，所以他就不会 他不会忘记。
And he also gets some bitter gall, and he will taste it every day, so that he won't forget his humiliation.
他也用一些苦胆，他每天就尝那个苦胆，所以这样的话，他不会忘记他所受的侮辱。
This is the Chinese way of dealing with people who wronged us.
这个就是我们华人对待别人啊，对我们有过犯的一种方法。
Don't forget, and we have to get even.
我们不能忘记，所以我们有一天我们要复仇。
But the Bible teaches us that love keeps no record of wrongs.
但是圣经教导我们不要计算别人的恶。
How do we deal with keeping no records of wrongs?
我们怎样能够做到不计算别人的恶呢？
I can think of three ways.
我可以想到有三种办法。
The first way was used by President Eisenhower.
前面第一种是艾森豪威尔总统曾经用过的。
And he said if someone is guilty of despicable actions,
他说假如有人他是真的是有做了很不耻的事情
，especially toward me.
特别是对我做的这件事情
，I try to forget him.
我就把他忘记。
And I used to follow a practice.
我就会就会做一件事，就会跟着一样的事情。
Somewhat contrived, I admit.
觉得是好像是有点傲慢的。
I would write down the man's name on a piece of paper.
我把这个人的名字写在一张纸上。
And afterwards, I would drop it in the lowest drawer on my desk.
然后呢，我就会把我的桌子把它放在我的抽屉最下边最底层。
And I would say to myself, that finishes the incident. And so far as I'm concerned, that fellow is gone.
所以对于我来说，这个事情过去以后就过去了。
This is how President Eisenhower deal with people who wrong him.
就是艾森豪威尔总统怎样对待别人，怎么过犯他的。
Write down the name and then throw it away.
把他的名字写在这张纸条上，把纸条扔掉。
So after his presidency, people found a lot of scrap papers in his drawer.
所以他做完总统以后，人家发现在他抽屉里有很多人的名字。
This is one way to deal with it.
这是一个方法。
The second way is symbolized by the recent South African leader who passed away, Nelson Mandela.
第二个是有关于刚刚过世的南非前总统曼德拉。
Nelson Mandela was sent to prison in 1963.
曼德拉总统在1963年就入狱了。
On charges of trying to sabotage the nation's government.
当时他的罪名是要颠覆南非总政权。
And he spent the next 27 years in prison.
然后他在监狱里边待了27年。
And there were guards guarding him and also very hostile.
那些守卫对他非常的粗鲁。
After he was released and later on, after he became the president of South Africa,
他从监狱里释放以后，然后就成为南非总统以后，
he particularly invited those guards to join him during the celebration.
他特别的邀请这几位守卫来参加他的总统就职仪式。
And in fact, he by name invited those guards to come forward to be acknowledged during his celebration.
甚至他在这个总统的仪式就职仪式上，他叫了这些守卫的名字，然后让他们到前面来和他见证他的总统仪式。
This is how Nelson Mandela dealt with those people who wronged him.
就是曼德拉总统怎么样来对待那些就是对他有过犯的人。
By giving them extra honor.
就是更加的尊敬他们。
By this, not only he changed these people's life, but also he changed himself and erased hatred from his heart.
这样他不仅改变了很多其他人的生命，他也改变了自己的生命。他把他心中的这个记恨抹去了。
The third way to keep no record of wrongs.
第三个不计较别人的恶的办法
can be exemplified.By President Abraham Lincoln.
在林肯总统的身上得到彰显。
After Abraham Lincoln's death, Mrs. Lincoln asked John F. Parker, the president's bodyguard.
林肯总统去世以后，林肯太太林肯夫人，就是这个 John Parker 问这个 John Hopper， 就是他的他的 bodyguard， 他的保镖。
Where were you when the president was assassinated？
当总统被刺杀的时候，你在哪里？
Why weren't you at the door to keep the assassin out？
你为什么不在那个门口把这个刺客挡住
？Bowing his head, Parker said.
Parker 就把低了头，他说
：“I didn't believe anyone would kill such a good person as president。”
我就是难以相信有人真的要来刺杀这么一位很好的总统。
They were in a theater watching a play.
他们在剧院里面正在看一出剧。
John Parker said, I became so interested in the play and I didn't see the assassin enter the presidential box.
John Parker 说我看这个剧然后看得很专注，我真是没有想到这个刺客从门里面进来了。
Weeping uncontrollably, Mrs. Lincoln said.
然后林肯夫人就是在哭，没有控制在哭。然后她说
，Go now. It's not you I can forgive. It's the assassin I can forgive.
然后林肯夫人说，我不是要来赦免你，我是要赦免他这位刺客。
It is not you I cannot forgive.It is the assassin whom I cannot forgive.
哦，我不是说你不可以，我不可以饶恕，是那个刺客我不可以饶恕。
Overhearing his mother, Ted Lincoln, the son said.
然后他的孩子 Ted Lincoln 听到他妈妈说这句话，他说
，If Papa had lived,
说假如爸爸现在还活着的话
，He would have forgiven the man who shot him.Papa forgave everyone.
假如爸爸还活着的话，他会饶恕这一位刺客，因为爸爸饶恕所有的人。
If we get a chance to read Abraham Lincoln's biography, you will see how he forgave his enemies.
假如你有机会看林肯的传记的话，你就会知道林肯是怎样去饶恕所有的他的敌人。
Love keeps no record of wrongs.
爱。是不计算别人的恶。
And so we ask God to forgive our sins as we have also forgiven those who sin against us.
所以我们要上帝来赦免我们罪的时候，我们要赦免别人所对我们所犯的罪。
Finally,
最后
Jesus said, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one."
最后耶稣说不要让我们陷入试探，要救我们脱离那恶者。
This verse, this request is actually the most difficult to explain out of the six.
这一点其实这个六个方面最难解释的一个方面。
And lead us not into temptation.
不要让我们陷入试探。
The question is, does God lead us into temptation?
所以我们要问这个问题，是不是上帝能够让我们陷入试探呢？
Does God lead us into temptation? Yes or no?
上帝会不会带入我们带入试探呢？
Louder, yes or no? No. God does not lead us into temptation.
上帝不会让我们带入把我们带入试探吗？
If God doesn't lead us into temptation, why pray this trivial prayer?
假如上帝不会让我们陷入试探的话，为什么要这样祷告呢？
This prayer is meaningless because God will not lead us into temptation.
这个祷告就没有任何意义了。
That's where the difficulty come about.
这是为什么这段经文非常难解释。
But if God will lead us into temptation and we pray that He will not lead us into temptation, then, well, sometimes God lead us into temptation.
如果上帝我们祷告不要叫我们陷入试探的话，有时候上帝是会让我们陷入试探的。
The difficulty is this word translated temptation.Has two meanings.
难处就是这个试探这个字呢，其实有两个含义。
It doesn't eliminate the difficulty, but it kind of help us see from another perspective.
不是说这个有两个含义，就让我们这个比较容易解了，只是说我们有更深的一些更其他方面的了解。
If we look at James chapter 1 verses 12 to 13,
我们看看那雅各书第一章第十二到十三节。
In verse 12, he said, "Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial."
他说忍受试验的人有试炼的人有福了。
Okay, the word trial is from the same Greek word as translated temptation.
所以这个试炼在希腊文里边是跟这个试探是从同样的一个字来的。
So we are going to have trials.
所以我们是会有试炼的。
And blessed is the man who perseveres under trial.
是在试探当中能够忍受的人是有福的。
Because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him.
因为经过试炼以后就得到生命的冠冕，因为主应许给爱他的人。
So we are going to have trials, and if we persevere, we are going to survive, and also we will receive the crown of life.
所以我们会有试炼，我们忍受这个试炼的话，我们就会有生命的冠冕。
But James went on to say, when you are tested, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anybody.
但是人被诱惑的时候，我们不能说我被神诱惑了，因为神是不被恶诱惑的，他也不诱惑人。
So on one hand, we say trial is good.
有一方面我们说试炼是好的。
Especially when one can persevere.
特别是我们能够忍受这个试炼。
But on the other hand, we say temptation is not good.
但另外一个方面我们说诱惑是不好的。
I like the explanation given to me when I was still in high school.
我喜欢我当时在上中学的时候我达到的一个解释。
If a trial, an event happened to you,
假如有一件事情临到你身上。
And if that event help you to become more trusting in God,
假如这件事情让你能够更去信靠神，
this event should be translated as trial because it's good for you.
所以这件事情呢，要翻译成试炼，因为这个事情对你有益的。
But if this event in the end turn you away from God, this event is a temptation.
如果这件事情让你转而背离神的话，那这个就是一个诱惑。
Now this doesn't fully explain it, but it helps me to gain a different perspective.
这个不能够完全解释，但是呢，确实给我另外一个不同的想法。
When test comes upon us,
当这个试炼临到我们的时候
，Do we look at it as a trial and we persevere?
当这个考验临到我们的时候，我们是看到这个。试炼可以忍受的。
Or do we just fall down and be tempted?
还是我们跌倒然后接受诱惑。
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
不叫我们陷入试探，救我们脱离那恶者。
Perhaps the second part of this prayer illuminate what it means in the first part.
也许这段话的后边那个部分能够让我们看到前面部分所要指出的。
Bible scholars call this first part the verb permissive imperative.
圣经学者把这个前面一部分那个作为允许指向式的动词。
And according to this, the translation should be, and do not let us be led into temptation.
其实要解释成翻译成叫不要让我们陷入试探。
In other words, we are going to have tests.
换一句话说，我们会有考验的。
But help us during the test, that the test will be a trial, strengthen us rather than a temptation to make us fall.
但是考验的时候，让我们把它成为一个试炼，让我们能够忍受，而不是把它变成一个试探啊，让我们去跌倒。
And to deliver us from the evil one.
然后拯救我们远离那恶者。
So we have these six items in our prayer.
所以在我们的祷告当中有这个六个方面。
Again, the first three addressing God's name, God's kingdom, God's will, but it's something that we have to do.
前面三个方面是指的上帝，有关于上帝，但是我们需要去做。
The next three items talk about ourselves. May our needs be met, may our sins be forgiven, and may our path be guided.
后面三个方面呢是有关于我们的事情。是我们的需要得到满足，过犯蒙赦免和前途蒙引导。
But these are the things that only God can do.
这些是三个方面是上帝才可以做到的。
One Bible scholar looked at the three and say, Needs are the present need, since something that we have done is the past, and the path to be guided is the future, meaning that we have to trust God now, in the past, and also in the future.
有位圣经学者说，需要是指现在的事情，过犯是指过去的事情，然后前途是指将来的事情。意思是说，我们不仅是现在、过去和将来，我们任何时候都需要神的引导。
So we have to trust God all the time.
所以我们必须要在任何时候都要信靠神。
Another Bible scholars looked at that and saw something new.
那另外一个圣经学者看到一个新的方面。
The Bible said God is the creator and sustainer of our life.
那圣经说上帝是我们的创造者，也是我们的维系者。
So when we pray, may our needs be met, we are asking God the Father to provide our needs.
当我们说祷告的时候需要得满足，我们是其实是要圣父要给我们一些满足。
And may our sins be forgiven. When Jesus was on earth, He said, so that you know the Son of Man have the power, authority to forgive sins.
当我们说过犯蒙赦免的时候，我们知道耶稣在世上的说只是可以有赦免的权利。
And when we say, may our path be guided, Jesus, when he left, he said he will send the Holy Spirit to be the comforter to guide us.
当我们说请全途蒙引导的时候，在耶稣离世的时候，他说我要再送一位安慰者，然后要带领你们。
So we are acknowledging the work of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, provide our needs, forgive our sins, and also to guide us.
所以我们其实是在承认我们三位一体的神，圣父、圣子和圣灵，满足我们的需要，赦免我们的过犯，然后引导我们的前程。
I show you these two pictures, and many of you pick one that you like.
前面我们看了两张照片。
And if you like, the top picture was a blue sky, white clouds, and a sunshine. I think it referring God's majesty.
然后我们已经做了选择，我们个人喜欢哪一张照片。然后上面这个有蓝天、有白云、有太阳的是，讲的是有关上帝的事情，上帝的威严。
And the bottom one shows God the Father holding hand of a child. God is so close to us, we have to depend on Him.
然后下面第二张照片是讲的是上帝就像握着小孩的手一样领导我们，我们真的是需要我们要我们的要在他的里面，我们要得到满足。
I can't say for sure, but if you pick the first picture as you like, usually this is your strength. Because it comes to you naturally.
我不太有把握，但是假如你喜欢第一张照片的时候，这个是你的长处，因为这个很自然的领导你。
And perhaps you need to work on the second half, that God like a father holding your hand.
但是这你就需要去再努力的去想一想第二章，就是上帝作为一个父亲带领我们。
And if you naturally pick the second picture, perhaps you already have a close relationship with God.
假如你选了第二张照片，可能是你已经和上帝有个很亲密的关系。
Perhaps you need to work on how to honor God's name, that His kingdom may come, that His will may be done on earth as it is in heaven.
也许你要去思想上帝，他的名要得到尊崇，他的国要降临，他的旨意行在地上。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Pater, Hemon, Hor, Antoi.